ni se vaya a encabronar. Y esta caja, no, llegaste bien tarde, cuatro. Y esta caja no la quiero aquí. Ya les dije.
Hello, this is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, this is Daniel. How you doing?
Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad.
I sent in your stuff. I want to follow up on where it's at. Thank you for giving me a call. Today has been the end of our month, and it's been extremely busy. So, let's see if they ordered up a copy of your credit report. If not, I can do it while I'm on the phone with you. Sorry about the delay. Because I think what happened is when they re-ran everything, they said the credit score was below 500, which doesn't give them that many options. But let me tell you what I'm finding. So if there's anything wrong with your credit, we can correct this. Because, you know, I know last time you really weren't interested in one of these short loans. You want something that's much longer term, correct?
Well, we, like, one of the loans, we owe, like, $13,000.
Okay.
One of the loans that I, because we got two loans. So one of the loans, what I want to do is pay off that and see how much you can do. So instead of us being with them, we want to be with you.
But you only have a loan with IOU, or do you have a loan with another lender?
No, we got two loans.
Oh, you do? Okay. I thought one was paid off.
Which one?
I thought
this
one of them
had almost paid off.
Okay, I thought
yeah,
one had been.
One, this. Yeah, this one.
Hmm, okay. So here's what's happening. Oh, I can take a look. All right, so here's what's happening. There's something that's showing up as past due on your credit. Are you familiar with, like, credit scores or no?
Yeah.
So the fact is you actually pay your bills, but you have something hitting your credit that's giving you a 485 credit score. And there's not a lot of options when the credit score is below 485, so we got to figure this out. So here's what's going on. Do you have a pen? Oh, this is so unfair. So here's what's going on, Dan. You should have a mid-500 score, if not higher. You just have a credit card that's showing it's not being paid, and it's killing your score. That's what's going on.
Okay, one of the credit cards.
Yeah, it's saying that it hasn't been paid for at least 60 days. That's what's dragging down the credit score. That's what's killing you.
Yeah. You know what? This credit card, it's only one credit card. So what I do, I put money in it and then use it. So what's going on, then there's supposed to be a payment on it.
Is this the Walmart credit card?
Is that what it shows there, a Walmart?
Yeah, it says Walmart credit card. And even though it's... So here's what needs to happen. Your deal can get approved because you have good cash flow, but your personal credit score, when it goes below 500, that's what's killing it. So here's my thought process and what I can do for you. Regardless whether you move forward with us or not on a loan, you've got to get this credit card paid because it's just absolutely crushing your credit score. You need to call Walmart.
Go ahead. Listen. What can you do on the credit? Can you help me clear everything out? Just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first step is you've got to call Walmart, and you've got to make a payment to them and get something, that a receipt that shows that an account has been paid, that it's current, that it's not past due. The amount that's past due is $84.
No, I'm going to pay it off. I don't want nothing with them anymore. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pay off what I was loaned in there.
Okay, yeah, you need to get a receipt.
I'm going to get rid of that one.
It's a receipt. You got to get a receipt, though, that shows it's paid. Here's what I can do. Once I get the receipt, let me tell you the options that I can provide. Okay. So. Yes. Sorry. That actually happened since we last spoke. So that's the issue. So let's bring this up. Okay. Give me a second. Take me for granted. I'm probably going to get the same update, like, in the next 10 minutes, so give me a second. So here's my thought process without overpromising you. You've got one loan with IOU that's been owned by Private Payment Servicing, and then you said you have one also merchant cash advance, correct?
Yeah.
What's your merchant cash advance amount right now?
You know what? I don't want to. I don't even want to touch that one.
No, no. If there's a loan, the reason why is these lenders, they put filings on the business, so sometimes we have to pay them off depending on the program. I just need to know the balance, please.
I don't know. I think the balance is like 30-something.
30,000?
A little bit over 30,000.
And Dan, what's the percentage of credit cards they take each day?
I think it's 20%.
20%, okay. How many credit cards do you run on average per month?
Oh, man. All that information I gave it to you last time.
I didn't have the percentage. Maybe I did, actually. Let me check. Give me a second.
Yeah, I gave you all that information last time. You're about to give me a loan of
$20,000. Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't up to your liking, correct? I remember we got you approved, but it wouldn't interest you. So
no, because I didn't want to have a third loan like that, you know?
Absolutely.
You
know,
I want to get rid of one of the loans. Like, okay, if you give me a loan, I want to pay it off one of the loans so I can still be with two loans. See what I'm trying to do?
Okay. I mean, I understand, but underwriting doesn't necessarily allow that. It really depends. So they generally like to pay off either everything or nothing. But here's what they can do. So right now, the first thing is we've got to get proof that credit card is paid, because when your credit score is below 500, there are very, very limited options. Hold on one second. Give me a second. Okay, give me one second. All right. So the first thing is we've got to schedule and figure out, get that receipt. Here's what I think I can do. I think that if you're, and I don't want to push you, but if you're dead set about waiting and only paying off one loan, then it probably makes sense to wait to make sure the credit report's updated. I would have to wait for the credit report to be updated and be above 500 to get you that program as a starting point. If the credit score is below 500, I have very limited options that allow you to keep one loan and not pay out the other. And the reason behind that is it's called a position. So the first loan you have is with IOU, and then you got the MCA, correct?
Right.
So the first position, if anything goes bad, IOU is first position, then the MCA. But if we pay off your one loan and you keep another one, we're inherently in second position. So I think that you're not going to really find what we're going to – I mean, I'll get you approved. I'll do my best for you. But I think it's going to go back to what it was last time, where you're not going to feel like the terms are worth your while. It's not going to be enough money, and you're not going to like the interest rates. The best interest rates are available when you pay off these loans entirely, because that makes more sense. But in order to qualify that, I do need proof that the credit card is being paid, because if not, I can't get it through underwriting. They can't do anything on these trials if the credit score is on at least a 500 or above. When could you get me that receipt?
No bar receipt.
To show that the credit card's paid.
Well, once I do that, does the score goes up again, or what happens?
You're going to wait about 30 to 60 days for the credit report to reflect it. It won't be an automatic reflection, but the next billing cycle, which will probably be in 30 to 60 days, will show that. It really comes down to what if you want to wait or not.
60 days, too much
okay.
Time. This credit thing, it's difficult, man. Really, we have to. It's so easy to mess up the credit, man. But the way to recuperate it again, I mean, it takes longer. That's what I don't understand.
Okay, I mean, here's the other thing that I can do for you. I like to provide solutions and not push people. I want to give them options. About how much cash are you looking to get?
No, it's you know what? We're gonna go. It's gonna be the same thing as last time, you know.
Well,
I think I'm gonna have to wait until I pay the two of them and then just get one.
That
because
the,
we're, we're not gonna qualify. You're gonna give me the same thing as last time. Last time you told me that you can qualify me right away for 20,000, but
I can tell you,
300 a day. You know, it's not gonna.
I'm not here to choke you. Here, let me tell you what I approved you for last time, or what you weren't qualified. You were approved. It's a difference. It's not a pre-quote. Let me tell you what you were approved for last time. Let's see. Take me for granted. Yeah, I'm not like an aggressive person by nature. I've been here a long time, and I want to help out my customers. I don't want to help. You have an equipment deal with us. I don't want to help you out. Like, say, just take it or leave it. It's not my style. So let's take a look at this. And that was an old approval, but let's take a look at this. And sometimes, is there a new project you're looking for, or is this just about cash flow? Daniel?
Yeah.
Is this all about cash flow right now, or is this all about cash flow for you right now, or is there a project you're working on that you need cash for?
No, I'm ordering granite. I already ordered part of it, but they're having another special, and I wanted to make another order.
How much are you trying to order?
I need about 30,000.
I mean, here's what I would tell you, and this is just, I can't promise you anything, but I can give you an answer tomorrow if you're interested. In a perfect world, I'd like you to, get this credit paid off, but at the end of the day also, I know it's an imperfect world, and I have a lot of customers that say, hey, look, you know what? I want to borrow this money. I have a reason to borrow this money. This is why I'm saving it. I don't know what your special is. I'm assuming it's a pretty significant special for you to go through this process. It's probably a pretty big savings, correct?
Yeah.
So here's what I had you approved for last time, and they might be able to bump it to 30, but these, just so you know, these are called third position loans, and they suck. They're really nasty loans. They're very, very expensive, and I don't hide that fact. And the only reason I ever tell a customer to borrow this money is if and only if they have a reason and a return on investment. Like, I had a client that borrowed this money. They had a huge project, but they didn't pay attention, and it choked them. I've had other clients who have borrowed this money because, they wanted to plug a hole, and they created a bigger hole. But I've had other clients that, I have a client right now who they took $250,000 from us. And why did they take $250,000? Well, they're buying from China, and in China it's $7.50 a square foot, but their local guy's $20. So their thing is, well, I'm having one third the cost, so it makes sense. But just so you know, these third position loans, they're really bad in terms of the cost. They're really, really expensive. And the reason they're really, really expensive is they're really, really risky for the lender. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you were approved for last time. I had a pre-approval for you for $23,500, and it was over 7 months. And that payment was $221 a day. So that was a loan that doesn't pay off any other loans. It just gives you more money, and it's $221 a day. If that loan can get increased to $30,000, if that loan can get increased to $30,000, that loan is going to be, I can just tell you, I can give you this number. That loan would run you $281 a day. So just to give you an idea, on a third position loan, it's all about what you're borrowing and you're paying back. If you borrowed $30,000 on one of these loans, your payback would be over 6 to 7 months, depending on the term. It would range between $39,000 to $41,000. So it ain't cheap at all. But what I would say is, if you are looking for something where you have an opportunity, I could do it. If not, we can wait. There's no pressure for me.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to wait. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense for me.
Okay.
What I need to do, I need to clear more of my credit so it can go up. Now, let's hit the score, the credit score in a month or two, it goes up to 600 points.
Yeah.
Would that make it easier?
Yeah, it's not easier. You'll get approved.
Yeah. Well, this is what I don't understand. I mean, why? The thing is that if you have enough money to pay off any loans, you know, the company, it's in back of me. The company is the one that's making, the company is the one that's going to make the payment. So
because
what I'm looking at, they look more at the credit. That's what I'm.
That's not true. Because
I don't understand.
If you had an 8 on your credit score and you had crap bank statements, it wouldn't work at all. The problem is, put it this way, on these loans, they're cash loans. They're risky. That doesn't mean they're bad. They're risky. That's just, it's lending. But on anything that's below a 600 credit score, there's a very, very high risk that people don't get paid back. By the way, there's people that borrow this money that have 700 credit scores that default all day. But when when scores are below 500, the default ratio is very, very high. It's like half. Half of people don't pay. And so that's why someone probably gave you an MCA, because there's not much risk in there. They're taking it directly from your credit cards. And the problem is when the credit score is lower, it's not the whole reason to lend, but it's part of the situation. I think my suggestion is this. I would love to get you a killer loan. I know you had some really shitty, pardon my language, really crappy, expensive short-term loans. If your credit score does go up to, you know, a 600 or above, yeah, there's a lot of options. I don't need your credit score to be above a 600. I just need it to be above a 500 to get you into a lot of programs. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well,
I understand.
But here's what I'd like you to do. I'm more than willing to go to bat for you. If you can get me a receipt that shows that you paid this credit card, even though the score won't be updated, I'll go talk to the underwriter and I'll say, hey, look, the score didn't get updated, but you know what? Can you do some flexibility? And maybe that will work. I can always try.
Okay. Yeah, let me take care of that credit card, and I need to put more money on some other stuff that I have so we can lower those things down. Because I got a Home Depot card too, but I wanna lower that down too so the score can go up.
Okay.
So let me take care of these things and then I'll get back to you. Okay.
You got it, brother.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.